Okay, so if you take that, do that suggestion, as I mentioned in the past brew, i.e. purchasing that pre-chopped garlic or onion, it really helps. It, you can figure out, you know, how to cut some prep time off. Myself, even on a low income, I found that there was a way to get some pre-chopped garlic. Great big jar of it for a reasonable price. I think it was either $4 or $7, something like that. I'll have to look up the price for you. So anyway, in doing that, I just found things a lot nicer, and there's more intense flavor in a chopped garlic. So anyway, what I'm going to do is I am going to toss this in the compost, for one thing. That's a must for in a kitchen, at least to me. And slice these onions. I personally, for a lot of dishes, like doing that. So I'll go and do that, and I'll pause this. Okay, so the onions are sliced, and the pan is hot. Well, I guess not hot enough to create a sizzle. But the idea is, with these sliced onions, it's eventually caramelizing. Or not totally caramelizing. Slightly. Because you want the earthiness to be in this. You also want the... the spices to flavor as well. We're starting to get a little bit of sizzle here. But now also too, we have to look at things like your spices. Are they going to be good enough? Now I'm going to use the chopped garlic, pre-chopped garlic. And that's, as I said before, that's okay. Well, see you next time.